The Art of Work, Section 23. My days had been dedicated to a careful observation of all the work people do upon the earth. I hardly slept as I tried to figure out God's intent for us, but no one can fully comprehend everything that takes place under the sun. Despite my best efforts to search it out, I could not understand it. Even if a wise person claims to know what God is doing, no one can truly know the mind of God. When I reflected on this, I realized that although the lives of the righteous and the wise are in God's hands, no one knows if success or failure awaits them. And a final destiny will come to all, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the holy and the unholy, those who worship God and those who do not. The blameless will die the same as the sinner, and those who make promises to God face the same end as those who are afraid to make them. One of the most common questions that people ask of each other is, "How did you sleep last night?" Sleep and rest are a vital part of life, and we all know how good it feels to sleep well. There are many proverbs about sleep, both about its value, but also its fragile and elusive nature. Qohelet speaks both about sleep and about rest and how they are directly connected, for the mind that cannot rest makes for a body that cannot sleep. He observes that the events of the day and the worries of tomorrow can keep us awake long into the night, fretting about something that already happened or something that may or may not happen tomorrow. Financial stresses figure prominently into this state of mind, and those of us with the most to lose are also the ones that often lose the most sleep. In this section, Qohelet also speaks to the intentional use of time that should be used for sleeping to lengthen our day for other pursuits. We love to cheat our sleep by staying up later to accomplish something that we believe cannot wait until tomorrow. And if we look at this practice, it becomes obvious that in every instance we have become so focused on a goal somewhere in the future that we are no longer actually living in the day we are in anyway. That is why we want to steal some hours from it and stretch it out to accomplish a bit more before we turn into rest. And usually, we already have an alarm set week so we can get a jump on our project tomorrow. An old proverb written before the invention of the light bulb compared this activity to someone who would burn their candle at both ends. It was obviously a foolish thing to do. Today, we just have to flick a switch so we no longer see the sputtering flame in the pools of wax as the candle of our life burns quickly away. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes. Website is artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.